From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire in Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country. The two countries, the U.S. and Russia, appear to be closer to an agreement, but major obstacles still remain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, Sunday, and the two will meet again Monday.
And we've agreed to meet tomorrow morning and see whether or not it is possible to bridge the gap, come to conclusion on those couple of issues.
There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit going on now in China, but so far nothing has been arranged. Turkey says Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along the 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run Anadolu News Agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward to Jarablus had been cleared. Those claims were confirmed by monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed July coup in Turkey to justice.
I've assured him that our Justice Department and my national security team will continue to cooperate with Turkish authorities to determine how we can make sure that those who carried out these activities are brought to justice.
President Barack Obama, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday she intends to seize new trading opportunities for Britain. After the Prime Minister's first meeting with President Barack Obama since taking office, the two leaders sought to downplay the impact of the British exit from the European Union on the special relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. But Mr. Obama did not back away from an earlier assertion that Britain would have to wait its turn before the United States would negotiate a new separate trade agreement with Britain. An anti-migrant party came in second Sunday in legislative elections in the German state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. Media projections indicate Social Democrats gained the most votes. The Alternative for Germany party came in second, and Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats came in an embarrassing third. Voters were angry about Ms. Merkel's welcoming of refugees. A recent poll shows her approval rating at a five-year low, 45%. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first debate of the U.S. presidential campaign. Several U.S. polls show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less. That's about half the gap of just a few weeks ago. Clinton narrowly leads in several key states. A new United Nations report warns restrictions on freedom of expression threaten Somalia's political transition to democracy after decades of conflict and violence. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 48-page report documents widespread violations in Somalia against journalists, human rights defenders, and political leaders, including numerous killings, arbitrary arrests and detention, intimidation and closure of critical media outlets. Over the past 4 years, the report notes 30 journalists and 18 parliamentarians have been killed in Somalia. It also documents 120 cases of arbitrary arrest and detention of media workers between January 2014 and July 2016. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Sudan Sunday agreed to the deployment of a 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. Sunday's decision by President Salva Kiir came a day after council members visited the capital, Juba, to press senior officials for approval of the new force. Mr. Kiir had earlier rejected the deployment of more peacekeepers. Details of Sunday's agreement were not immediately released, and no timetable for the new deployment was announced. The new force, designed to protect civilians, would bolster more than 12,000 peacekeepers already in the region. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.